Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, everybody feels pain from time to time. There are times when something happens in life and you cannot help but cry, and we feel the sorrow that comes from that, and we often use, in connection to that, maybe at the death of a loved one or some tragedy has happened where someone experiences a disease, we use the word grieve. And we say, he is filled with grief and he is grieving. You know, the word grieve is actually a Bible word too. And we go to the Scriptures and we find that in the Bible there are several different words for the word grieve, but one of them especially I want to look at today. It is the word lupeo in the original language, but that's the word that carries the sense of sorrow or grieving. For example, in Matthew chapter 26:22, when Jesus was talking about His upcoming betrayal, notice he talks about one of those, the disciples betraying Jesus, and the Bible reads, and they were exceeding sorrowful. And they begin every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? Notice they experienced sorrow. They grieved over the fact that someone was going to betray the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 7, verses 8 and 9, Paul writes and says, for though I made you sorry with a letter, and then continue that, and notice how so often he speaks of sorrow in those same two verses. He said, I perceive that the same epistles made you sorry. Then later he says, you sorrowed to repentance, and then says, for you are made sorrow or sorry after a godly manner. And so he uses the word sorrow and sorry several different times, all carrying the sense of to grieve. Now I understand that the context always determines the meaning of a term. And so we look at the context and how it's being used to determine the severity and what type of grief is under consideration. But I want you to consider a passage with me that I think is significant when you consider that the word grieve means to afflict with pain, to bring sorrow, to cause to grieve. And that is the passage, Ephesians 4, verse 30. And here the passage says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now, in passages that we previously read, notice that it was man doing the grieving. Man was afflicted with sorrow. Man is the one who is being caused to feel this pain. But in Ephesians 4, verse 30, God is the one feeling the pain. And so somebody reads that passage and they say, yeah, I would like to know how that's how do we grieve God? Well, if you'll go back in verse 22, of Ephesians chapter 4, and you'll start reading, you'll find that Paul is contrasting now the new life that we have because we've obeyed the gospel with previously the life of the old man of sin. And he talks about putting to death the deeds of the flesh. And so we go through, and in that passage I want you to notice that there are a couple of sins that Paul specifically points out, and they include lying, anger, that is uncontrolled anger, stealing. Remember, he talks about working with your hands to make sure that you don't steal. Filthy communication. Then he goes down just after verse 30 and talks about bitterness, wrath, anger, evil speaking. Now, I know that in some people's mind, they categorize sin and they try to say, well, you know, some sin is worse than others and some sins really grieve God. I want you to understand, though, that in this passage, all sin grieves God. I know that in the Bible we often refer to the fact that men grieve. We are afflicted with sorrow. We can be afflicted with pain, but so can God. God grieves when we sin, and all sin grieves God. I know that we would not normally put anger and stealing and lying and filthy communication up there on the level with other sins like homosexuality, which we know grieves God, or other sins such as that, murder perhaps, or something like that, abortion perhaps, something like that. But listen, we're making the point today that God is grieved because of sin. It doesn't matter the sin because all sin has the same effect. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, and God is afflicted with pain by our sin. So the next time you're about to engage in a sin, regardless of the sin, if it is a transgressing of the will of God, then remember it grieves God. Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So let us keep in mind that all sin grieves God. As much as we could be afflicted with pain and sorrow as something bad happens in life, God is grieved because of sin. Let us do our best to live above sin, to rise above it, so that we do not grieve God. Rather, we can do as Jesus did. I do always those things that please my Father. Grieve. That's been our word for today. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.